It's the record on KUOW. 65% of Americans say the gap between the rich and everyone else has increased over the past decade. That's according to a new Pew poll out today. And in that same poll, more than half say they support raising taxes on the wealthy to help bridge that gap. This year, the top income tax rate actually is going to be going up a little bit. So what's that going to mean for the income gap and the economy? Economist Dean Baker co-directs the Center for Economic and Policy Research in the Other Washington. Hi, Dean.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. So the tax rate's going to go up a bit this year. It's 40%. It'll be for those at higher incomes. That means $400,000 a year for single filers. I think it's $450,000 for joint filers who are married. How much is that going to reduce economic inequality?
Well, it's not going to have a huge impact. It will have a marginal impact. One important thing I realize people are often confused about, so let me just say and make it very clear. This higher tax rate only applies to income above that amount.
Right.
So that means for your income above $400,000 for an individual or an income above $450,000 for a couple. So it's only the extent that you have income above that, that income's taxed at a higher rate. And in any case, so what we're doing with this tax increase is we're essentially getting back to the taxes that we had back in the 1990s in the Clinton administration before the Bush era tax cuts. So it's going to have some effect, but I really doubt we're going to see the Warren Buffetts of the world eating at McDonald's because of it.
How does this rate compare to previous rates in the past? It's been higher, right? I mean, I don't know exactly how much.
Well, it's a mixed story. I mean, President Reagan came in, we had tax rates then of 70%. He lowered it in his initial round of tax cuts that he put in place the first year, 81, put in tax cuts to 50%. And then we had a big lowering of tax rates in a tax reform passed in 86. This is this historic trade-off where we had a big reduction in rates. The top rate fell to 28%, a little complicated there, but I'll qualify that in a second. But there was a big reduction in loopholes, and we actually raised the capital gains tax rate to 28%. So you had all income taxed at the same rate. That was a goal of that tax reform, removed a lot of loopholes, lowered the tax rate, got rid of the loopholes. What happened subsequently was we brought the loopholes back, lowered capital gains tax rate, and we had some increase in that top rate. Some of that occurred under the first President Bush, and then President Clinton raised the top rate to 39%, 39.6%, which is pretty much back where President Obama's taken it with the tax change in the tax code put in place last year.
We're talking about taxes with economist Dean Baker. He co-directs the Center for Economic and Policy Research in Washington, D.C. And, of course, conservative economists basically make this point that top earners, if they're taxed too much, they've got less money in their bank accounts or their pockets, they have less money to spend on businesses, and those businesses create jobs, and that hurts everybody else. What's the best case for that point of view, and sort of what's the optimal rate?
Well, I mean, there's an argument that if you make taxes high enough that you take away the incentive. So it's not so much that they don't have the money. I don't think anyone could seriously say, the wealthy don't have the money at this point in time. But you can make an argument that they don't have the incentive, so that if you have a high enough tax rate, then, people who are entrepreneurial might want to start a new business, expand their business. They say, well, it's not worth it. I just don't keep much of it. So if you go back to prior to the Reagan tax cuts, you had a top rate of 70%. You go far enough back before the Kennedy tax cuts in the early 60s, the top rate was 90%. Then you could say, well, it's really not worth it. I'm not going to put much of that in my pocket. Now, in reality, there were enough loopholes in the tax code. Very few people actually paid those rates. But in any case, that would be the argument. The flip side is that, this is a carefully examined question. There's a lot of research. And I'm not going to say the research doesn't find any effect, but I think it's probably fair to say that most of the people who've done research have found a relatively limited effect, which isn't to say that, at some point when you get to very high tax rates, again, if we're to go to 90%, I'm sure there'd be some effect. But the tax rates we're talking about here, if we're, again, 39.6% being the top tax rate, were you to raise that some 45% or whatever, probably would not have much impact on incentives so that we'd really notice a big difference in individuals' willingness to work or start businesses, whatever it might be.
Well, take it back to the beginning. 65% of Americans saying the gap between the rich and everyone else is increasing, and that's a problem. Not everybody agrees about the way to solve it, but what's the best case about how far we could go when it comes to changing the tax code, especially the income tax?
Well, I think we could go a fair bit in the sense that I don't think we have to worry about incentives. My bigger concern always when we talk about having higher tax rates is the ability of individuals to escape those tax rates. So if you were to raise the tax rate, say, to 60 or 70%, I would worry that you'd have a lot of people finding ways out of that. We know they do that now at the current rates. Of course, the higher the tax rate, the more incentive they have. There's a lot of very clever accountants who have as their job finding ways to evade taxes. I had a friend who had occasion to deal with a private equity guy, and he just, you know, he was a tax lawyer, my friend, and he said, the guy goes, just make it so I don't have to pay any taxes. And, you know, I'm sure my friend followed the law, but, you know, in any case, you know, there's a lot of ways for these people to avoid taxes, and insofar as you're creating tax rates where people don't actually pay them, A, you don't get the money, and B, you're wasting a lot of resources. I mean, the worst thing in the world is to spend a lot of money on lawyers and accountants that are doing nothing but evading taxes. I mean, there's better things that people should be doing with their time.
All right. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks a lot.
Economist Dean Baker co-directs the Center for Economic and Policy Research. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Ross Reynolds. I'm David Hyde.